Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in introducing my little friend Jerry. Come up here on my knee, young man, and say how do you do to the ladies and gentlemen.
Howdy, folks. Jerry speaking.
That's a good little fellow.
Say, Phil, can the folks see us?
Why, of course they can't see us.
How are they going to tell which one is the dummy?
Why, they can tell from our voices. Haven't you noticed how much more dramatic mine is than yours?
Why don't you do something for it?
What are you talking about?
Didn't you say your voice was rheumatic?
I said dramatic. I used to play in Shakespeare.
I suppose you were the nothing they made so much ado about. Jerry speaking. Say, Phil.
What is it now?
I wasn't feeling very good yesterday.
Oh, you weren't feeling well yesterday. What's the matter? Did you have a cold?
No, I had a frankfurter.
Here, I guess you want me to put you back in the trunk, don't you? I don't know what you younger generation are coming to. For instance, take the girls of 16.
You take them, Phil. That's too old for me.
Well, what will the girls of 16 be 20 years from now? Tell me that.
They'll be 36, but they won't admit it. Jerry speaking.
Oh, you're a smart little fellow, aren't you? I suppose you'll be asking me to get you an encyclopedia next.
No, nothing doing.
Oh, you don't want an encyclopedia?
No, I'm too old for that. Get me a bicycle instead. Say, Phil.
What is it now?
You know that girl who lives next door to us?
Yes, what about her?
She had her face lifted.
Oh, she had her face lifted?
Yeah, but she got the doctor's bill today and it dropped again.
Oh, well, we can't all be beautiful.
If she was beautiful, she'd be beautiful and dumb.
Why, how do you know?
I asked her when Rome was built.
Oh, you asked her when Rome was built. And what did she say?
She said at night, because everybody knew Rome wasn't built in a day. Jerry speaking.
Oh, now you're getting historical.
Come again, Phil?
I said you're getting historical. But I suppose you don't even know the meaning of the word historical.
Oh, yes, I do. When you laugh too hard, you get historical.
No. I'm referring to history. For instance, did you ever hear of Wilson?
Nope.
Well, did you ever hear of Taft?
Nope.
Well, did you ever hear of Cleveland?
Is his last name Ohio?
Oh, you're simply hopeless.
Say, Phil, I'm getting tired of my diet.
Getting tired of your diet?
Yes, I have chicken every morning.
Chicken every morning? My gracious, how is it served?
In the shell. Jerry speaking.
You'll drive me crazy yet. Here, stop jumping up and down like that. What's the idea?
I bought a second-handed watch, and if I don't keep moving, it'll stop.
Oh, I thought you were trying to learn a new dance or something. By the way, do you dance much?
Not much. The floors are so crowded you can't tell who your partner is.
Well, I thought I saw you dancing with the neighbor's daughter last night, didn't I?
You did, but no more.
Well, why no more?
I asked her if I could have the last dance with her, and she said, you've already had your last dance with me.
Here, now, back in the trunk you go.
All right, but don't try to hide me in a bag anymore.
In a bag? Oh, you mean the other day when I hid you and the man asked what was in the bag?
Yeah, that's the time.
And I told him you were sleigh bells?
Yeah, but when you turned your back, he kicked me to find out for sure.
Oh, he didn't believe you were sleigh bells.
I guess not, but I fooled him.
Oh, you fooled him? Why, what did you do?
When he kicked me, I said, jingle, jingle, Jerry speaking.
Here, back in the trunk you go.
Bye, everybody.